10x rule is a combination of two things. You do 10 times more, and you think 10 times more. That's the two things that the business world or secular world have learned to use, and the church still stuck. And so I got to get y'all out of any stuff that you ain't. Matter of fact, here's what I'm summoning to do. I'm cursing all hiding in the restroom and not doing your job. Your life is cursed from this day forward. Because we need to do what we're supposed to do. Nothing gonna work out for you. Everything you do will be cursed from now on. If you hide, if you aren't given an assignment, if you hide, and you're not doing your job, I call you cursed in Jesus' name. Because I'm gonna have to have everybody 100% participation. Because what I'm aiming to do, I'm 73, I got to finish this thing. So people who don't want to do it, don't want to do right, I want you to resign and leave this place, because I want everybody to tighten up. I'm going to pop up anytime. I'll pop up 4:00 in the morning. I'll be sitting here when you get here. I'll be sitting in your chair, because I got to accomplish what the Lord have told me to accomplish. And we cannot accomplish it unless everybody in full participation. All right, I'm talking about children, I'm talking about daughter-in-law, son-in-law, and nobody got no special favor here. We got to get the job done. I'm not satisfied. Okay. We can do so much more. I said, we can do so much more. So I'm going back to this revelation of the 10X, about the best thing I can get you to fulfill Joshua 1:8, Ephesians 3:20. Luke
2:49.
Yeah, Luke 2:49 says, I must be about my Father. This is no game. This is not secular. This is spiritual. And so all of you all, listen to me very carefully. Blessings should be coming off the hook. If you hang around me so long, you ought to be rich. I'm not talking about no praying rich, I'm talking about rich. But we're seeking the blessing. We're on the wrong end of Matthew 6:33. Yeah, look at Matthew 6:33. We're on the wrong end. On the wrong end. It's not the adding that we need to focus on, it's the adjusting. Write that down. Not the adding, it's the adjusting. Put in first things first. Am I fussing? No, I'm cussing. Because I know that y'all saw what Cal is doing. Enough to get by is not enough here. I can't have people riding my life, getting a check, and not, it's only for the check, only to make the hour. We're not, I need you participating, I need you praying, I need you diving in, I need you, whatever, Junior, Shauna, whatever tell you to do, I need you to do twice as much. Don't just try to get by with it, but make effort to fulfill a full plan. I need you getting here on time. I make exception if emergency come up. Y'all know I deal with you all. I know sometimes traffic might hold you, things might hold you. I know sometimes you have to stay longer. Same with the two girls at the house, I talk to them. Sometimes I have them stay longer, been all to stay longer. That's fine. I have no complaints about that, me personally, but when you're on the job, I want more than 100%. Now, if I catch a lot of lagging, see, I see things, but I don't see it. All right, because I do a lot of praying. And I'm always, this is me all the time for 46 years. Every day, I hit the floor. I'm pursuing, trying to find out what. That's why I am where I am. Now, you sitting right here where you can do the same thing. And now you have you have the Saul to do it. You in the Saul. See, you in the Saul. You ain't got to go look for it, you in it. And so this 10X rule, I want to get back into studying this. Chapter 1. Turn to chapter 1. Read the introduction yourself. The introduction is real powerful. The 10X rule is the one thing that will guarantee that you would get what you want in amount greater than you ever thought imaginable. It can work in every area of life, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, familiar, and finances. The 10X rule.
You
give it somebody who got the book if you don't want to give it somebody. The 10X rule. So your wife got it, your wife got it. 10X rule. It's so important. And it actually means setting yourself to do 10 times as much as the average person and think 10 times greater than the average person would think. Now, this is a secular book, but it has spiritual attribute. I've been doing this probably more than 10X. I've probably been 20 or 30X. Mm-hmm. But the reason I'm not farther is because the people I'm carrying, they never caught on to what I'm doing. And so I need everybody here to catch on. Catch on or go find you another job. Because we got them. Now when I came and got on the internet, partnerships start going off the hook. You know, I'm gonna go on there today and say something. Now, in this criteria here, it seemed like you're doing too much effort, too much traffic. People don't want to hear that no more. People don't want to see you doing that. And then sometimes we're worried about our fellow employees. I remember a boy named Sonny Suds came on the job when I was at Wyandotte, white boy. Nice guy. But he made us look so bad. I mean, we're trying to take a full break. Sonny gone. I mean, and just, you know, he got promoted, right? He became our boss. I mean, Sud, and he wasn't trying to hurt anybody, but he was just doing 10 times more than us. I don't know if you read the book or what he had done. As I think back about it, I'm talking about 30 years ago. That man made a ring around us. We were trying to squeeze the juice out of a break. You know what I'm saying? To the sucker. We wouldn't move. We said, get this full break. Shoot that man up, pop, gone. Might sit there 5 minutes, drink of water, gone. And it got him promoted. We still had to go out in the field when it ran and stuff. Sonny came out there when he got ready. So that's what I need around here. I don't need adjusting. I don't need just doing what you're told to do. I don't need nobody hiding. If I come out there and look for you, I ask Leroy where you are, what job you're on. You know, I don't want no fumbling. I need you to be on the job. And we need everybody to carry their part, and it won't be somebody else trying to make a judgment for us. I know I pop up and y'all don't know when I'm coming. I don't know what I'm doing myself all the time. But I know one thing. See, the 10X rule is based on, I'm paying you to hear me.
Yes, sir.
What the hell you got to complain about? I'm paying your check still going on. This is what this is about. It's about opening our eyes, opening our ears, opening our understanding. This is a worldwide ministry. Mm-hmm. This is not Darryl. This is not Gonzalez. And God gives you a privilege to be a part of it. I'm not fussing, I'm cussing. Because I'm just telling y'all we can do better. Mm-hmm. There's more. These boys in this room here, these boys got ideals. I need ideas. I need people moving. I can't be a motivator all the time. You know, I got my motor running some other way, but you need to be doing it, man. The 10X rule is based on understanding how much effort and thought are required to get anything done successfully. Mark that. The 10X rule is based on understanding how much effort. See, two things, effort and thought, are required to get anything done successfully. That's Joshua 1:8. This book of the Lord should not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and have good success. That's Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the seat of scorn, nor stand in the seat of the way of sinners, but his delight is in the Lord day and night. Say, he shall be like a tree planted by the Lord, and whatsoever he doeth, He talked about it leaves your brain, but whatsoever you do is your problem. That's the reality of it. Chances are that if you look back over your life, you'll see that you have wildly underestimated both the action and reasoning necessary to accomplish any endeavor to the point where it could be labeled successful. Although I myself have done well in the first part of the 10X rule, accessing the level of effort necessary to realize a goal, I failed. I have this mark. I failed the second part of the 10X rule. You know what the 10X rule is, right? Who knows what the 10X rule is? None of y'all? What is the 10X rule? What is the hell are we doing up in here?
Doing 10 times more.
Huh?
Doing 10 times more.
Doing what 10 times more?
Actions, thinking. That.
You got it, hold it. You don't try to pull another down. Action and thinking, doing 10 times more. Not hiding and sneaking, doing less as you can. Always got your ass up in the bathroom. We got to quit this mess. We got a job to do here. When Leroy give a job, he can't come out there and hold your hand. You got the whole Kalen hand and DJ hand because they're learning, but we're wrong men and women. We can't be, you wonder why you're sick, why you got to get the thing done. We got to do the thing right, man. And little dude come in my office this morning, had his stuff. He was coming to do his work. There I'm sitting at the desk. But he's on his job. He's coming to do what I asked him to do, make sure my office stay clean. But there I'm sitting. See? You gotta do things when somebody's not watching you. Mm-hmm. Huh?
That's it.
Yeah, I don't curse all legend now, I'll tell you. I didn't want to do it, but I felt an anointing to do it. All you ain't gonna get by with it. No more here. I got to have something hanging over your head. Now, every time you sneak or try to not do something, I'm gonna be sitting there with you.
Yes, sir.
Cause I can't let one person carry the load or two person carry the load and the rest of y'all doing what you want to do. That's not gonna be around you anymore. I'm not put up with it. I ask the God to expose, reveal, and remove and replace. Yes, sir. All right?
Yes.
All right. The author said, I've been studying success for the better part of 3 decades. That's, what, 30 years, huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got him beat. And found all of there much agreement about goal setting, discipline, persistence, focus, time management, leveraging through good people and networking. I've never been clear on that one thing that really makes the difference. I've been asked 100 times in seminars and interviews, what is that one quality, action, mindset that will ensure push and create extraordinary success? You can see the minister shifting last night. You can see shifting. You see getting more people involved. Like communion Sunday, I'm going to have my elders up there with me. I'm going to serve them communion because I want to make it more intimacy. I want them to know. I want them to have communion on my hands. So I'm going to line them up there, the elders and some of the leaders. Minister, I'm gonna serve communion myself. I want it pushing. I want you to know that we got to create an intimacy in the spirit. The way to create extraordinary success. And he said, this question has nagged me to understand. There was one thing in my own life that make a difference. What one thing have I done that make the biggest difference? I don't have some gene that others missing. I definitely haven't been lucky. I was not connected to the right people. And I didn't go to some blue blood school. So what was it that made me successful? As I look back over my life, I see that the one thing that was most consistent with any success I achieved was that I always put forth 10 times more, 10 times the amount of activity that others did. And so that's why my ministry superseded all the ministries that I was around. Mm-hmm. Because I put, see.
That's what
it's a gift from God But 46 years I've been on alert 24 hours a day, no matter what I'm doing. And I can't get out of the bed, can't get up, think about nothing else. I can't get up about no pancake or nah. I can't be thinking about nothing. When I get up, first thing in my mind is, what do we God gonna go today? Now that's I pursue him like that, but I'm not bragging on me, but I'm just telling you, that's the type of ministry we're in. That's why you see we don't have the struggles yet. Most ministers are struggling. They're struggling. They got money, but they're still struggling because the spiritual aspect and the mental aspect are not together. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, because I get vexed when I know somebody lying to me. And I know they're not doing what they're supposed to do. I get totally vexed. I know they're playing a game. I don't want that. I don't want you running around your word and knocking yourself and running over each other doing stuff. But I want you to be steadfast. And I want you, if you send me on a job, Leroy will give you 2 hours to do it. You finish it in an hour. You need to go back to him. Tell him I got that done. Anything else you got for me to do? How many times men come back to you and ask you that? I mean, anything else you got to do? I got that done. I got it done. It's supposed to be 3 hours, but I got it done in an hour. He says, for every sale presentation, this is a business man, phone call or appointment others made, I was making 10 of each. When I started buying real estate, I would look at 10 times more profit than I could buy and then made offers to ensure that I was able to buy what I wanted, the price I desire. I have approached all my business enterprise with massive action. That's the word I want you to put in your notes, right somewhere. Massive action. That's what we have to have. You have massive action. I have to accomplish in these next 20, 30 years things that phenomenal. And I need everybody with me with massive action that have been the single biggest determining factor in any success I've created. This is for us. 16 black folks to be setting up in here with no white man over your head. What? Nobody better not come here try to holler nobody on this place. We don't allow that kind of crap. They can't. You see what I'm saying? So he says, I was a complete unknown when I built my first company about business plan. I had zero know-how or connection. And the only money I had was generated by new sales. However, I was able to build a sound possible business just by utilizing and operating at activity levels far beyond what others consider reasonable. Now, I think you say you have 3,000 partners now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we should have 10, but y'all ain't did y'all part. You gotta do your part. See, I'm a activator and an aggravator. You know the difference between the two? I'm an activator and an aggravator.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm upsetting your normal thinking and your normal action in what am I doing? Because everything you do here, you're holding up, as the old Baptist would say, the bloodstained banner. So your job is more important than when the dude was at the school. That's one job, but now he's here. This is a kingdom job, okay? And so I need, and then y'all got good minds. I need y'all thinking. I don't need you being a radical. I need you to, we know we got, our 10 acre rule is prayer. Thinking and then action. Because our 10 acre rule would be spiritual. This man he's not spiritual, he's just business, but he's successful. My point is, why is the world running a ring around the church? Or why is worldly folks living better than Christian folk? They're doing something. We just praying. See, there are things you cannot put out second effort and not receive from God. Impossible. 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 I heard a pastor talk to his members, and he said, when y'all find out I'm not here, y'all stay home. Don't make me God. He said, the soul who in the pulpit, that's the soul for that day. You see? See? Very important that y'all understand that when Leroy talking, I'm talking. Or whoever else giving command, that's me talking. Let me be clear here. I do not think that I created extraordinary level of success, nor do I think I have tapped into my full potential. Yeah, tap into your full potential. I'm completely aware that there are many people who are many times more successful, at least financially, than me, although I'm not Warren Buffett, Steve Jobs, or one of the founders. I was just I took a glimpse at that boy West this morning. Kanye West, talking about his palace, his house, and what he doing. He's at John Osteen Church. Don't get all excited over that. Kanye, I'm glad he's saved. But he don't know nothing. He don't know nothing about Jesus. He's a rookie. But y'all riding the name, the devilish fame. People get all excited. Kanye West. And me and Kanye West walk in the room, people go shouting about him. And he don't want no squat duty compared to what I know about God. But that's the mindset. We let the world took us over. Secularism is more stronger than spiritualism. And we got to stop that. This ministry here, we got to pull our bootstraps up. The dude was talking about they're going in the different subdivisions. All these subdivisions were put here for this church, but y'all ain't helping me. Not enough. Y'all ain't thinking, y'all ain't praying about it. Y'all ain't saying, how can we crack this thing? The vision, I'm getting full. The vision was giving me a dialogue. But I need people ready to go. I can't do all this. We just caught some things that we got to correct it now. And the boy made a statement. He said, enough people have been through here to have the balcony full and everything. But we've been running away. We're going in that room over there. And we try to make them all get baptized with the Holy Ghost and get scared of people. People never come back. People say, later, say, if I get my blood out of this room, I ain't coming back yet no more. Because people don't know about the Holy Ghost. So now we're divided to get them in different places. You can't force the Holy Ghost. You try to force the Holy Ghost on me when I first got saved, I'll knock your tail out. Because I ain't know what you're talking about. See you find what I'm saying? So we're correcting that now. So and then you saw I called all the ministers who believe they got a call on their life. I called them up, right? I'm gonna be dealing with them because I want to find out what kind of vision do they have. If God give you a call, then give you a vision. All right? And then God, if God give you a call and God give you a vision, God give you provision. All right? For where to do that ministry at. I got to break the idea. I ain't never sent nobody out right. Because a lot of people are sending people out, but they're not sending them out right. Because I really don't supposed to send nobody nowhere unless the Lord tell me.
Right.
So I ain't gonna just lie to you and say, I'll be it's time for you to go. Because I know your tail gonna be in trouble now. Because I make it look easy. Because, you know, I don't pay no attention, I just do what I gotta do. And so by doing that, we come to this point, you know. Are y'all hearing me? I'm trying to get this thing crossed. I don't know if I'm getting across clear, but I'm gonna keep working with it. And when he said, although I'm not a Warren Buffett, Steve Jobs, or one of the founders of Facebook and Google, I have created multiple companies from scratch that allowed me to have an overall enjoyable lifestyle. I sure did, because he had what he would have taxed. He bought a what, how much that plane was?
A G5.
What was it, $1 million?
50 million.
$50 million. He paid that to keep his taxes balanced. The reason why I didn't create ordinary level of financial success is because I violated the second part of the 10 rule, the 10X way of thinking. So we're talking about doing and thinking. I want you to think. Doing and thinking is important here. Praying, doing, thinking. Ask God to let you see what you can do to make things better. That would be the only regret failing to approach my life with the right mindset. I would have actually set targets that were 10 times what I dreamed of in the beginning, but like you, I'm working on it now. And I still have a few years to correct this. I mentioned the notion of creating extraordinary levels of success time and again throughout this book. Extraordinary by definition means anything outside the realm of what most normal people can do and achieve. See, normality rapes you of your potential. Being normal, you're getting raped every day. And a person getting raped can't put the kind of clothes on their life they want to put because you're kind of being ripped, your clothes kind of being pulled off you. When you function in revelation, you don't have to live by routine. Routine is boring, it's the same old, but when you spend time with God, you function by revelation. And let me ask you a question here. I'll get an answer now, Claire. How many of you are in here? You don't have to raise your hand, I just want you to hear. Desire, and I'm not talking about me, I'm not talking about a job, to receive more. Well, you're stupid if you don't. What time is it?
9:31.
Y'all read the first chapter of this thing and get some understanding of it. It'll help your personal life also, all right? Get a hold of the book. What?
I got some.
You got some more?
You'll be here tomorrow.
Be here tomorrow, yeah, guys. Get a hold of me. I bought the dog book for you now. You know, but you need to read it. It's a secular book. But that's why I give you Joshua 1:8. I give you Ephesians 3:20. Here's why. Here's what's happening. The world has stolen our principles. And the world, let me go and tell you something else that I probably won't tell the whole congregation. And you're going to be shocking to some of y'all. President Trump was put in there by God. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer a Democrat. I don't give a damn about no Democrat, Republican, nobody else. I'm just gonna vote. Mm-hmm. Because my eyes been opened that he who said he was helping us was slaving us. Mm-hmm. Because welfare put you at a certain level and you'll never reach your potential. And so they were taking 20% and giving to us and 80% putting in their pocket. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing that for years and years. And listening to that Trump address, I was against it. I had a revelation, but I couldn't because Trump will cuss every now and then. Trump will make a deal. But a girl taught me better. She said, a man calmer. He could be a greenie, but he calmer. You remember you had him by all them women and all that? But yet I hear him say in his address that socialism and secular people shouldn't run to preachers.
Mm-hmm. He said it.
And he says, prayer going back into school.
Mm-hmm.
Obama didn't do that. Mm-hmm. No, Obama signed homosexual papers. Because mm-hmm. I believe he got a brother-in-law is a homosexual. So he signed the paper for that. When he said he come in there as a Christian, I ain't gonna let this blackness crap me up. Mm-hmm. See, some of y'all, I won't say that y'all gonna shake y'all up. Now, right now, I'm praying for Trump. You're supposed to pray for your president anyway. Yeah. I wrapped him and Mrs. Trump up in the banner of love this morning.
Absolutely.
So he can have understanding, because all these people trying to stop him. When I was sitting on my porch, God said, for election, I'm putting Trump in there for a reason. And so I sat there and watched the wrong news. And it kept pausing my mind from what the revelation had been given to me. I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, nobody perfect. But I done shocked y'all Democrats, I know. Y'all shocked, but y'all need to open your eyes. Mm-hmm. Need to open your eyes and get your head out the sand. We've been held back.
Absolutely.
By people who said it was helping us. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want clarity on this, what's star name?
Star Parker, I meant to say.
Star Parker.
Yeah.
Watch her tree time, and he's over. She had the same revelation that I had, but both our head was in the sand because we were Democrat and we were black. Democrats help black people. Democrats help black people to stay mediocre. Mm-hmm. They're all up there in them big old fine places, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they're telling you they're for you and they're with you and they're doing this. Took prayer out of school, legalizing homosexual and lesbianism, just doing all, any just putting things all kind of way. No respect for God, just doing all, and they use God's name, you know. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd share that with y'all. And mm-hmm. Make y'all think I'm going out of my mind. Once I see something, mm-hmm. Once I understand it, I let that star, see when I get after something, I let that star about 25 times. Different way. Once I see somebody trying to show me something, then I start reading her book. She talked about how she was a whore and how the government would take care of her. She had a fireplace and a pool. But the man would come check to her to make sure nobody wasn't in the house. They give her to a certain level, mm-hmm. And she find out they had locked her in that level by giving her a little bit, mm-hmm. And her potential never was checked on. Because they didn't want to know she had them. I remember as a boy, they used to pick us up, tell you who to vote for. Mm-hmm. Me and younger fellas don't know about that. But don't go in the blind, don't vote in the blind, don't go behind these people. Just because they say they're doing something for you, sometimes they're doing something to you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now stand up. Pray for 5 minutes. Father, we just thank you. Y'all just pray in the spirit of you about the job, about moving in the 10X scenario. When you're reading this book, you're not going to see everything spiritual. You're going to see some secular stuff. Shout out my boy, Bushel. Your own personal life should go further this year. Shout out my boy, Bushel. Shout out my boy, what that boy prayed, what that boy prayed in Lord in my cold. What book that was in?
First.
Wait, was it Chronicle?
4:9.
Which Chronicle? Let's look at it. Y'all got your Bible or phone? So Leroy, you did. Everybody got the scripture. Why I'm still dressing like I dress, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, first
one. Jabez more honor than his brother. Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all all got it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the mother called his name Jabez, saying because I found him with sorrow. Jabez called on God, the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed." Sound like a selfish cry, doesn't it? And enlarge my course, that thy hand might be with me, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Pray that for a few minutes. I mean, ask that petition from God. So if any habit you got, anything that hindering you from doing what you need to do, that the blessings can start flowing in your personal life. Lord, I give bless me indeed. Enlarge my coach, that thy hand be with me, that will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. What? That it may not grieve me. God grant him that which he requested. Wow. Look at that point, that it may not grieve me. Holy Ghost that stood out to me. That it may not, he didn't say that I may not grieve you. He said that it may not grieve me.
Mm.
Wow. The content of that thing is that he said, look at 10 foot. And Jabez called on the call of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. I fall in sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't gonna live in sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, oh, would thou bless me indeed, enlarge my course, and thine hand might be with me, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." So as much effort as I put on this job, if you shortcoming this job, it's going to grieve you,
uh-huh.
Not me,
yes.
Not the Lord,
yeah.
that it may not grieve me.
Mm-hmm.
From thinking I'm getting over with something, and no way, you're not getting over with nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me, Staff? You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That it may not grieve me. It's going to show up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to show up somewhere. I want you blessed. Yes, sir. You can't get blessed messing around. That it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Why God give him this? Because it's an honest guy, what he wanted. God will give you what you want, man.
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So, any wrongdoing I do, it grieves me.
Yes, sir.
You're going to catch me somewhere. You're going to catch me. Might not catch me on the job, catch me at the house.
Yep.
Catch me in my body. Catch me in my finances. You're going to catch me somewhere.
Yes, sir.
No more hiding. Say no more hiding.
No more hiding.
Come on. Rabba Koshi Gidri Borubamas. Sharaba Koshi Gidri. Rabba Koshi Gidri Borubamas. Goodness. Out of word, other people know what you're doing. Other people, that's what I heard, other people know what you're doing. So you're really not hiding.
That's right.
Wow. My spirit is like a Geiger counter. You know, I think I'm calling that thing right.
Geiger counter.
You get around a certain something, and it triggers it off.
Yes, sir.
You might be looking for gold, might be in a mine or something. I think that's that thing. Mm-hmm. And you don't see nothing.
Right.
You don't see nothing, but that thing go off. That's the way the spirit operates.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the spirit get grieved when that gagger kind of go off.
Yes, sir.
When it get around one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, if I ever turn your seed down, you're in trouble. And I can't keep, I won't keep taking seed from people who confronting me, but they're not real. I think there's two men seeds I don't take right now. But if I ever turn your seed down, you're in trouble. And I can't turn it down on my own. If I ever say to you, hold that. That means the Lord that shut me down. Wow. Wow. You know, Brian stole from me. You know, I called him, told him he'd come back for his wife. I told him I forgive him. My niece stole from me. You know, I forgive her and told her she'd come back. She never came back. She stole with Carl.
Brian been texting me. He been watching online.
Been watching
online. But he covering it for the last three Sundays. Somebody got killed every morning. So he been coming. I just want to let you know that.
His wife been coming, right?
His wife been here.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Good. But I forgive him. I let him put money on the altar. What are you stealing from? Well, we caught it. Mm-hmm. He stole for a while. We caught it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I was in my RV when we caught it. My jail called me and said, Dad, I got something. I said, I got it. I know. Yeah, see. So that's an example that I always call your name wrong. Clover?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're the youngest one here. Yes, sir. And you Baton Rouge trained, you know. But I see you flowing and Leroy working to you. That Leroy minister to you to know how to flow here. Yeah, right. Yeah, there's honesty and there's wisdom, there's knowledge doing your part, you're talented. God can do some things with you. Just mm-hmm. be faithful. You know, I mean, he's the youngest man here, I was talking to him. Now, where I'm from and how I was reared, the elders supposed to teach the younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So I expect more out of you all who've been around long.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk to him, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because, I mean, this young man here, these are three of the young men, this young girl here, we should be examples to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. Not bad examples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't let nobody take you into a jackass scenario. Mm. You stay faithful. Mm-hmm. Don't follow nobody who playing game.
Yes, sir.
Don't let them become your cover.
Yes, sir.
I don't know where that came from. The Lord talking to somebody in here.
Yes, sir.
Don't stay close to people who doing wrong. Because they're going to get on you. You're gonna lose your cutting edge. And you'll end up like them mm-hmm. on the junk pile.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's pray a little more. Shitty little. Get your ass out of the I might not come back to the book, but y'all read it.
Yes, sir.
Lord, change me. I want to be what you want me to be. To the soul this morning. We have sowed seed into me. Sharata that my soul can produce. Sharata Baku today, Barara Baba Sukoshi. And the label Sukoshi Kitri, Baba Sukoshi. And the label Kushi Kitri, Baba. You know, that's four types of soul. We're not talking about money now. That's four types of soul.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a soul.
Yes, sir.
I sow the word in you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sowing revelation knowledge in you right now. Now, what kind of Saul are you?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to check yourself and say, what kind of Saul am I listening? Am I receiving this seed that God is putting in me, protecting me, loving me? Yep. You know, three didn't produce.
Mm-hmm.
See, I heard that revelation this morning. I'm a sower. Mm-hmm. All Saul are not able to receive.
Mm-hmm.
They get excited for a few minutes
mm-hmm.
and go back in the same old flow. So the production can't come forward. Some choke the seed.
That's in Matthew 13.
Here. Mm-hmm.
See? Let's see, can I pull it up? I'd love it. Seed need water. That's the spirit. It need oxygen. That's the breath of God. That last one slipped. It need the right temperature. That's the fire of God. In order for it to produce. Spirit of God, the breath of God, and the fire of God. God, be in a portion one. What a privilege you all have to stand here in this room this morning. Ten of thousands would desire to be where you are this morning. Because stuff just come out of me. Did you ever see me change, Ronald?
Sure.
Did you ever see me change since you've been around me? How many years you been around me? How many years you been around me? How many years you been with me?
38.
38 years. Never saw me change.
No, sir.
That's why we're in this room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to pass something on to you for your children's children, et cetera, et cetera. God bless y'all. Go to work.